Bridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. It's our third game on Championship Saturday. And we get into the Tri-Valley contest now. So we've had our two MAC games. It's the Green Boys and the Bainbridge-Guilford Girls have been crowned MAC champions here in the 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock games. Now we have the Milford Girls taking on the Lawrence Girls in a rematch of last year's Tri-Valley Championship where the Lady Wildcats walked away with the victory. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble, get his thoughts on his team's season and what they need to do tonight to take on the Milford Lady Wildcats. Again, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Tip-off coming up between Milford and Lawrence and the girls' Tri-Valley Championship live here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the Tri-Valley Girls Championship live from Hartwick College. The Lawrence Leopards taking on the Milford Wildcats. And we're joined by Lawrence head coach Dean Marble. Coach, thanks for taking the time for us.
Thanks for having us, Nate. It's good talking to you again.
Coach, 2 years in a row kind of has to feel like deja vu. Lawrence and Milford in the championship game. Your team has had a fantastic year. You have to be so excited to be back in the Tri-Valley Championship again.
We are very excited. We're very proud. The girls have worked extremely hard to get to this point, and it's a proud moment for the whole school and the community. For both teams are going to be there, so it's extra special again.
Coach, do you feel your experience last year when you had a close, tough loss to Milford will help this year, being that you've kind of had those jitters before, you know what the game day prep is like and the week leading up to it? Do you think that will translate into playing well on the floor on Saturday?
Well, that's always the hope. The more experience in these situations you have, the better off you're going to be. There are no secrets between us and Milford, and Jim is a great coach, and they have a great program there. We've had some battles already this season and battles last year, and the kids all know each other, and most of them are friends, and it's a great atmosphere between two towns that are next to each other, and we seem to have some battles, and we'll hope that we can give them another one Saturday night.
It certainly has been a great season already between your team and Milford. As you head into this contest on paper, and from seeing Milford several times this year, they have so many weapons, and it starts with Addie Lawson. Are you up late at night trying to game plan to find a way to stop her, Coach?
Well, if I'm not up late at night, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm up the rest of it. Yeah, you've got to try to stop Addie, but the problem is they've got so many weapons that the rest of them will bury you if you don't pay attention. So we have to draw a plan up for the whole team and try and hope we can execute and have a good game ourselves, and that'll turn into a battle.
Coach, from the few times I've gotten a chance to watch you guys this year, of course, always impressed with Taylor Kessler and what she brings to the table, but I've really noticed that it seems like Lindsay Lang has stepped up a lot this year and made some big baskets when you guys needed it.
Lindsay's having a great season. Taylor works extremely hard. Nobody works any harder, and I don't believe anybody's any stronger than Taylor is. Lindsay has stepped up this year and taken leadership role. She's had some great games. She's been a joy to coach this year also, but But she's playing extremely hard. Charlotte Lee's coming back from a knee injury last season, missed all of last season, and she's been working hard. Also, the three seniors have a lot of experience, and they're the ones we look to lead this weekend and in the sectionals also.
And you kind of put the words in my mouth for my next question. I wanted to ask about Charlotte Lee and maybe how excited she is after, you know, having to sit on the sidelines with that injury last year and watch this game. And now here it is, her senior year, and she gets to play in it.
Nobody's worked any harder to get back to this point than Charlotte did all last season and in the off season and all season this year. She's a great kid, and she's doing everything she can. She's been a good leader this year too. It's a real treat to have the three of them together on the court at the same time. It's got to make it harder to defend us. You never know which one of them's going to hurt you, and that opens it up for the other girls that are on the floor also. So we're no slouches. We've had a great year, and we expect it to continue for a while.
My last question here with Lauren's head coach, Dean Marble. Coach, if you had to get it down to one key for this weekend against Milford that would, you know, help you guys to be successful, what do you think that would be?
That's a good one. There are a lot of keys. I think our defense has to be good enough to hold them under 40. Along with that, when our defense is good, our offense feeds off that. So I think if our defense is up to the task on Saturday night, we've got a chance of staying it. I mean, we're the underdogs. There's no pressure on us. We're going to go in there and try and play a game and have some fun and see how it shakes out.
Lawrence head coach Dean Marble, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Milford in the Tri-Valley Championship.
Thanks for having me, Nate, and thank you.
This is Nate Law. We'll be back with more local basketball action on WCDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get you set for the girls' Tri-Valley Championship here between Lawrence and Milford. Let's run through your starting lineups first for the Milford Lady Wildcats and head coach Jim Weir. A senior, number 5, Maddie Zenner. A junior, number 12, Riley Griffiths. A senior, number 15, Taylor Olmstead. A senior, number 22, Matea Waters. And, of course, a senior, number 24, Addie Lawson. On the other side for Lawrence and head coach Dean Marble, a sophomore, number 3, Rochelle Sosha. A senior, number 10, Lindsay Lang. A junior, number 12, Kayla Johnson. A senior, number 13, Taylor Kessler. And a senior, number 44, Charlotte Lee. You gotta feel good for Charlotte Lee. She blew out her knee last season, missed the whole year, had to sit on the bench at Suco and watch the Lady Lawrence Leopards in the championship game, couldn't play. And a year later, you fast forward, and here she is in the championship contest getting to help out her team against Milford. Again, these two teams met in the championship game last year. Milford coming away with the victory. Milford's in their home white uniforms here tonight with the purple trim. Says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Lawrence is in the road red uniforms, the black and the white trim. Says Lawrence in white lettering across the front of the uniform. It's Championship Saturday here on CDO. We're glad to have you along. We have so many special sponsors to thank here for tonight's game, and we will make sure we mention them throughout tonight's broadcast. Stay tuned as well, because at 8 o'clock we have a scheduled tip-off for the Tri-Valley Boys Championship between Lawrence and Franklin, and that's set to be a great contest as well. So Milford will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off here for the championship game. Lawrence left to right. Both teams getting their final instructions. Of course, we heard from Lawrence head coach Dean Marble in our pregame show, and we'll hear from Milford head coach Jim Weir during our halftime show as well. So both teams out onto the floor to get set here as, again, a good crowd coming in for the girls' game. A lot of people left after the MAC girls' championship game, and now those fans starting to file in, and I would believe as the girls' game goes along in anticipation of the boys' game tonight, this place will get packed right up once again. So if you're coming to Oneonta, you want to get up to Hartwick and find a parking spot, I would suggest doing that in the near future here if you want to get a good spot here for this championship game. So this will be Milford getting ready to jump it up here. And Lawrence at midcourt. Set to be a good one here, as this will be Eckberg and Lang doing battle at midcourt. And Lawrence will win the opening tip. And Taylor Kessler will set it up here for the Lawrence Leopards. Here's Socha to the right side, finding Kessler down low into the low post for Charlotte Lee. She's stripped of the ball, out of bounds by Taylor Olmstead, and the ball will stay with Lawrence. So we're just about 10 seconds into the game here. Ball rolling out of bounds, and it will keep it with the Lawrence Lady Leopards. Lang tosses it up over top of the defense and finds Socha. Socha for Charlotte Lee, and let's see Milford coming out in some zone. Looks like a 2-3. Here is Socha to the right side for Lindsay Lang, who we know can shoot from downtown. Finding Taylor Kessler into the paint, up off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, for Kessler, and they'll get a fresh 30 up on the shot clock. Right side for Kessler. Now for Socha. Little give and go right back for Kessler. Kessler back for Socha. Goes up with the shot, partially blocked, but Charlotte Lee comes down with it. Now the ball squirts free. Socha trying to chase it before it gets to the backcourt, but we'll have a backcourt violation against Lawrence, and now this will be the Wildcats' first look on offense. 7:15 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless as we start the girls' Tri-Valley Championship contest. Milford and Lawrence doing battle. We're scoreless so far. To the right side for Waters. Now for Riley Griffiths. Passes to the high post. Here for Olmstead. Back out for Eckberg. Now back up for Waters. Lost it out of play, and it'll go to Lawrence. So both teams maybe with some of those early championship jitters. And Lawrence will get it back here for their second possession of the evening. Again, live here from Hartwick College. Thanks for joining us tonight, folks, on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. You can stream us anytime on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. To the right side here for Taylor Kessler, outside the three-point arch with 10 to go on the shot clock. Now finding Socha. Lindsay Lang, far side for three, off the back rim, no good. The rebound comes down and free for Addie Lawson. Lawson passes ahead for Riley Griffiths, and the right-handed layup no good. Eckberg is there. The follow-up is no good as well. And a rebound is ripped down here by Lawrence, and here comes Taylor Kessler. Kessler down the right side, the leader for this Lawrence team, but her bounce pass is picked off by Addie Lawson. End-to-end action. And here comes Lawson at the foul line. Stops, pops. The jumper is short. No good. Draws air, and a rebound for Lawrence. So we're about 2 minutes into the contest here, no score, and we're going to have a whistle so they can let Lindsay Lang tie her shoe for Lawrence. Again, no score between Milford and Lawrence with 6:07 to go here in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Been lucky enough to have some good broadcast partners throughout the day, and I'll take you the rest of the way by myself here for the Tri-Valley Championship for the girls, Lawrence and Milford, and the boys at 8 p.m. for the nightcap, Franklin and Lawrence. Championship Saturday here on CDO. Socha to the far side for Lindsay Lang. Back out for Socha. 10 on the shot clock. They go inside Charlotte Lee. The jumper is good. Charlotte Lee, a little lefty hook, puts it down in a 2-0 lead. Lawrence scores first. And Addie Lawson will walk it up the floor, crossing the Hartwick Hawks logo at midcourt. Finding Riley Griffiths, who will bark out some instructions on offense. Griffiths thought about a three, but then pulls it down instead. Finding Waters on that right side as Milford goes right to left. Back for Griffiths to the foul line. Pump fakes back for Waters. Trying to go down low for Olmstead. It's tipped. She gets it back. Turnaround shot, and she's fouled. Won't be able to make the layup, but she'll go to the charity stripe. Of course, Taylor Olmstead and Addie Lawson both just named Tri-Valley team first-team All-Stars. And I don't think anybody was happier on that list than Taylor Olmstead. When I had a chance to talk to her, she was absolutely thrilled. A lot of her hard work has paid off this year. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Olmstead to the line, and the first one is good. And so Milford gets on the board, and it's 2-1 with 5:20 to go here in this first quarter. And thanks for joining us on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are one of our special sponsors for today's game, and many more to be recognized as well. Second one is good for Olmstead. And we're tied up at 2 between Lawrence and Milford here in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game live from Hartwick College. Ahead for Charlotte Lee as she gets to midcourt. Lee to the left side, holding on, and now we'll get it safely back into sophomore point guard's hands, Rochelle Socha. Socha left side for Lang, outside the three-point line with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lang for three, off the back rim, no good. Loose ball, and Socha comes down, and so far Lawrence is doing a great job on the boards. Back for Charlotte Lee. She tries a long two. No good, and Milford a rebound. And ahead for Riley Griffiths. Griffiths down the right side. She's blocked out of there by Charlotte Lee. tried to take on the much taller Charlotte Lee, and she denied her. No, no, she says. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Here's Charlotte Lee bringing the ball up the floor and finds Rochelle Socia. Quick moving first quarter here between Lawrence and Milford. And again, a 2-2 tie. And now a steal by Riley Griffiths. 2-on-1 for Milford if they can hurry. Griffiths goes right up for the right-handed layup and misses the shot. And Taylor Kessler pulls down the loose change. Lost it out of bounds, but they'll say it was last touch by Addie Lawson here of Milford. Maddie Zenner is going to come in here. And Bree Rumovich will come in for Milford with 4:18 to go in the second quarter. Again, we're tied 2-2. That's one luxury that Milford does have. Head coach Jim Weir, as you'll hear at our halftime break, said, you know, I can bring in a lot of different players off the bench. And it's certainly something that we're good at because we can be so deep. Everybody can go out. You can play as hard as you want, and you can come out and get a breather as well. So we're tied 2-2 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Bringing the ball from left to right. Here comes Lindsay Lang. She gets to half court, and that's a 10-second call. Boy, that was really close. Looked like she was going to be able to hop over the line just in time, but the Zebra Crew says no. 4:09 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. I think if you're Lawrence here, you're happy because you've kind of weathered the initial storm. Milford didn't come out and put 9 or 10 right up on the board because they are so good in transition. And so a 2-2 game, I think Lawrence probably happy with that at this point. Here is Waters to Milford on the far side. Steps back, now back to Waters. Wants the three, and it's a little short. Not enough mustard on that one. Ball is loose on the rebound. Comes down to Rumovich. Her shot is no good. Kessler with a rebound, and she's fouled. Zenner for Milford and Kessler for Lawrence got tied up, both pushing each other, and the foul will be on Milford. So Olmstead is going to get whistled for the foul. I thought maybe they'd get Zenner, but Olmstead is whistled for it. And so that's one team foul so far on each side. And remember the new girls' rules. When you get to five, you're shooting, and they reset it every quarter. Here is Socia to the left side. Bounce pass ahead and up off the glass, and we'll have a traveling violation before she could shoot there for Kayla Johnson. So 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Again, we're tied 2-2. Another low-scoring affair. Very similar start to the MAC Girls Championship, which just happened before this contest between Delhi and BG. BG coming out on top with the victory. And Milford and Lawrence, a similar start here with some low scoring. Here is Maddie Zenner in the corner. Her long two-pointer on the right baseline is no good. The ball kicked out of bounds off the rebound, and we'll go back to Lawrence. So again, I just said it. I think Lawrence has to be happy with this start as they are keeping Milford kind of in check in terms of the offensive firepower that they have. 3:13 to go in the first quarter. We're still tied 2-2. Lawrence looking to get the ball in, and they will to Taylor Kessler. Now to Lindsay Lang, and ahead for Charlotte Lee. Lee, a cross-court pass for Socia as Lawrence goes left to right and now safely back into the hands of their senior leader, Taylor Kessler. Lindsay Lang on the baseline. 15 on the shot clock for Lawrence with the ball. This is Johnson. Johnson back out for Lang, and this defense for Milford really right up in the grill of all the Lawrence players. Now Charlotte Lee gets it at the high post. Her shot no good, and a foul on Lawrence underneath the bucket. So 2:49 to go in this first quarter, and it's still 2-2. That foul will be on Kayla Johnson, her first, team second, and Milford will bring it up the floor. Addie Lawson has been quiet so far in this first quarter, had a couple of shots, but nothing has gone down yet. We'll see if they can get her involved, but she's got Taylor Kessler draped all over her as Lawrence is in the man-to-man. Left side for Waters, and now here for Lawson. Kessler again, all over like a blanket. Lawson going baseline, and they'll say a foul here. It's going to be a push on the baseline as Lawson was turning the corner, going right to left. And that one's on Kessler, and that's going to be tough for Kessler. She can't afford to get in foul trouble, and Dean Marble knows that. Head coach here for Lawrence. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Here's Lawson at the top of the three-point arc. Gets down low, right baseline, throws it up, acrobatic shot and in. And if that isn't vintage Addie Lawson, I don't know what is. I mean, gets down low, and anybody else could not make that shot on the floor right now, and Addie Lawson gets it to go, and it's 4-2. 2:05 to go in the first quarter, and maybe that will get Milford sparked up here. Lindsay Lang, left side for Lawrence, outside the three-point line, now finding Charlotte Lee, tries to pass down low, but Zenner punches it out of bounds, and we'll have a whistle, and it looks like possession is going to stay here with Lawrence. 1:55 to go in the first quarter. So Lindsay Lang will look to inbound the ball here. Lang tosses it up top to Charlotte Lee. They quickly reverse for Taylor Kessler. Deep three, and she tries to dial long distance. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound here for Milford. And Zenner is looking to run the floor. Zenner to the right side. We know she's had some injury trouble. Appears to be okay at the moment. Lawson with a straightaway three, and that's no good. And Milford will have to hustle back on defense here to the right side for Lindsay Lang. And now for Kessler in the paint. Kessler up off the glass. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. And a 4-2 lead for Milford. Waters, one of the defensive specialists on this team here for Milford, picks up her first foul. So two fouls on Milford as a team and three for Lawrence in the first going. Here's Kessler from the line. First one is no good. And all these little foul shot opportunities are going to be key for Lawrence if they want to stay in this ball game with a high-powered offense like Milford, even though they haven't shown it. I think Milford is kind of similar to a BG in the first game here of the girls, as that they could break out at any moment. Kessler, second shot. That one is short. And out of bounds it goes, but it's going to stay with Lawrence. Ekberg was trying to chase it out of bounds and couldn't get there. And Lawrence will keep possession with a minute and a half to go. It's 4-2. Milford on top. They get it in. And now back to the top of the key. Intercepted, though, by Riley Griffiths. Base. Great pass ahead here for Addie Lawson. Lawson to the left side. Outside the three-point arc into the left corner for Zenner. Gets into the paint. Jumper is good. You can't give Maddie Zenner a shot like that. And Milford leads 6-2 with 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. And Lawrence will bring it up the floor. And the ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Milford. They tried to go down low, and Rochelle Socha just bobbled it, tried to chase it, but couldn't get there in time, and the ball out of play. So 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, and Milford has jumped out to a 6-2 lead. Again, very similar. This was the score at the end of the first quarter of the BG and Delhi game and the girls' MAC championship right before this at 4 o'clock. And here is Lawson for Riley Griffiths. Deep three, right side, off the mark, no good. Rebound is picked up by Zenner as Milford goes right to left, and now a steal by Socha, but Griffiths gets it right back. Leaves one off for Olmstead, up and in. Taylor Olmstead with a team-high 4 points so far, and Milford leads 8-2 with 30 seconds left here in the first frame. Ahead for Charlotte Lee. Lee, avoiding some of the pressure, will pass to the far side for Socha. Now for Lindsay Lang, tries to skip it across the top of the zone, and it's no good. Out of bounds, Riley Griffiths was trying to save it, but again, some butterfingers there, couldn't quite hold on. And it'll stay with Lawrence with 18 seconds left here in the first quarter. Again, 8-2 is the score. Milford on top of Lawrence. Socha with 10 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Lawrence is. They get it back to Socha. She goes up with the jumper off the glass, and it's good. The kiss for Rochelle Socha, and it makes it 8-4. 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Riley Griffiths is going to have to throw up a half quarter. Instead, gets it off to Zenner for three at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first quarter. It's 8-4. Milford on top of Lawrence. We'll step away for a quick break here on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter live here at Hartwick College. 8-4 is the score. It's the girls' Tri-Valley Championship contest here between Milford and Lawrence, and the Lady Wildcats of Milford an 8-4 lead. Let's give a little shout-out here. Caitlin Griffiths, older sister of Riley, out there listening. She's driving home from her brother Peyton's game. Peyton, of course, plays for SUNY IT up in Utica and was a star last year for the Milford Wildcats, who were right here in the championship game, fell to Lawrence a year ago. And well, I got to say, if you're a Milford fan and you follow Peyton, he's having a great start to his college career. We all knew he would. I mean, he's just such an athletic guy. And it's great to see him out there playing so well in Division III college basketball. and his sister Riley here helping out the Lady Wildcats as they lead 8-4 to start the second quarter. And to the right side here for Addie Lawson as again Milford goes right to left, and Lawson just has Taylor Kessler all over her. But Lawson already with 2 points. Left side pull-up jumper for Lawson off the mark, no good, and a rebound here for Kessler. And she'll walk it up the floor to the left side. Kessler now finding Lindsey Lang with 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. Again, it's 8-4. Lawrence hanging around in this one. Still a lot of game left to be played here, and they're only down 4. Left side for Socia. To the high post for Lindsey Lang. Kick out for Kessler. Deep 3. Oh, just rattled out. Boy, that one looked good. Great rotation on it. Back out. Kessler reloads. Fires again, and it's off the mark. Socia with a rebound. Another good opportunity here for the Lawrence Leopards. Right side here for Charlotte Lee. I think Lawrence definitely has some size advantage inside with Charlotte Lee, Lindsey Lang. Both teams are pretty sizable, though. Socia with a little jumper off the glass, no good. And another rebound here for Lawrence. This is their third straight, and now a foul on Lawson on Socia. Tough call there on Lawson. She was trying to just go for a loose ball against Socia. Socia got to it about one step earlier. And as Lawson was reaching in, they call her for the foul. That's the first team foul on Addie Lawson. And Socia will bring it up the floor here for Lawrence. Again, 6:50 to go. Second quarter, it's 8-4. Girls Tri-Valley Championship game live from Hartwick. Charlotte Lee, step in, elbow, jumper, got it. And Charlotte Lee, again, had that knee injury last year. Great to see her on the floor. And it's a 2-point game once again. Milford 8 and Lawrence 6. Milford up the floor here with Lawson. Finding Maddie Zenner at the top of the key. Zenner zips one down low, looking for Ekberg, and it's intercepted by Johnson of Lawrence. And ahead now for Charlotte Lee. Lee will walk it up the floor, and for a guard that's about 6'1", she can certainly handle the ball. That's great for head coach Dean Marble. 6:10 to go, second quarter. 8-6 is the score. Milford on top of Lawrence, girls Tri-Valley Championship. Right side for Kessler. High post for Charlotte Lee. Turnaround left hook. Hit the rim twice. No good. Lee gets her own rebound. Tries again, and that one off the mark. Ripped down again by Lee, and now she'll pump it out. Great job here by Charlotte Lee. Two straight rebounds. Taylor Kessler in the corner left side as Lawrence goes left to right. Gets down low in the paint. Chucks one up off the mark. No good. Rebound on the floor is picked up here by the Leopards once again. Socia. Get it into the high post for Charlotte Lee. Back out. Long jumper for Lindsey Lang, and that one rattles free. And now the rebound is finally picked up here by Milford. And an outlet pass ahead here for Addie Lawson. Lawson down the left side trying to go up with a jumper, and she's fouled with 5:25 to go in the second quarter, and it's 8-6. Milford on top, and Lawson will go to the line. Several special sponsors for tonight's game, including the Lawrence Booster Club, the Lawrence Teachers Association, supporting public education, wishing good luck to the Leopards, as well as Paint Your House, Painters Painting for over 38 years. For a free quote, you can contact Chris Sedlacka today at 783-2210 for Paint Your House. 5:25 to go in the second quarter, and Lawson to the line, missing the first foul shot. You have to wonder, are you going to see Addie Lawson on this floor again maybe next year? I know Hartwick College, very interested in the local player. Maybe you'll see her here in a Hartwick Hawks uniform next year. Right now she's trying to help her Lady Wildcats team pick up another Tri-Valley championship. She's been on varsity for the past 5 years for head coach Jim Weir. So 5:25 to go, second quarter. Lawson to the line. Second one is good. So Lawson with 3 points to start off the contest here, and it's 9-6. Milford on top of Lawrence with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Taylor Kessler. Milford throwing a little 2-2-1 press at Lawrence now to the far side in front of the scorer's table for Lindsey Lang. Ahead for Johnson. They try to pass down low there for Macy Dutcher, and she couldn't hold on. And Milford picks up the loose change, and they bring it up the floor with Lawson. Lawson to the left side. Wants a three, and that one's deep. It's a line drive, and off the front of the rim, no good. Griffiths, the rebound, puts it up and in. Riley Griffiths for two, and Milford increases the lead to 11-6. And Kessler will walk it up the floor now and gets it for Lindsey Lang. To the right side for Johnson as Lawrence tries to set up the offense here with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Milford 11, Lawrence 6. Left side it goes for Socia. Now for Lindsey Lang, who can shoot from downtown. She's had a couple of opportunities. Hasn't been able to hit one yet. Here's another one for Lang, and that one's too hard. Off the back rim, Kessler, the rebound, puts it up. and she's not fouled, says the referee. Couldn't get it to go, and Milford comes away with a rebound. Sprinting down the left side is Addie Lawson, up off the glass and good. Addie Lawson with 5 points now, and Milford takes a 13-6 lead with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. And now, walking up the floor, here is Taylor Kessler trying to keep Lorenz in this ball game. And to the left side for Rochelle Socha. Kessler has some room here, but doesn't appear to want to drive to the basket. Instead, will pass to the high post, trying to run the offense. They'll work one back out here for Rochelle Socha. Now for Lindsay Lang, left side. Skips one back for Kessler. 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to drive. Kicks one out. A 3 for Lang. Got it. Let's see. Are they going to say it's a 3 or a 2? And they're going to say it's a 2 there for Lindsay Lang. Boy, that was awfully close. She was down in the corner. Looked like maybe she had both feet behind the line, but we'd have to see a replay to really see. And so they'll say it's a 2-point bucket with 3:25 to go before the halftime break. It's 13-8. Here is Lawson on the left side for Waters. Across for Griffith. So this is definitely a 3, but rattles out. Was halfway down before it popped free. And Lawrence with a rebound. Here's Socha. Socha sprinting down the right side. Goes up and she's fouled as she misses the right-handed layup. Boy, and there was going to be no denying Rochelle Socha right there. She sprinted past Addie Lawson, and Addie Lawson kind of looked like, I better get out of this girl's way before she runs me over. And Socha, the sophomore, will go to the line. She was a freshman on varsity last year, played very well in that championship game against Milford. And here is Socha to the line. The first one is short. Second one coming here for Socha. Maddie Zenner comes back in. Taylor Olmstead to the bench for the Lady Wildcats. 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Second one coming here for Socha. 13-8 is the score. Socha can't get that one to roll. And the rebound goes to Ekberg. And an outlet pass here for Waters. Waters walking this one down the floor. Intercepted, though, by Socha. She's been everywhere, but this time her tippy toe was on the out-of-bounds line. And Lawrence will take a timeout. 2:59 to go in the third quarter. 13-8 is the score. Milford on top of Lawrence. We'll be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Just about 3 minutes to go in the first half here on WCDO. Welcome back. Nate Lull with you live on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Again, many special sponsors for tonight's game, including the Lawrence Booster Club, the Lawrence Teachers Association, Paint Your House. Call Chris Sidlaka, excuse me, today, 783-2210. Many other special sponsors we will be recognizing throughout today's game, including the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, AmeriGas in Sydney, as well as Smith Insurance, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Three ball coming here for Ekberg. That one's no good. Zenner scoops up the rebound and puts it in. And Maddie Zenner has 4 points. And Milford leads 15-8 with 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. To the right side for Charlotte Lee. Top of the key for Lee, and now for Lindsay Lang. As Lawrence is trying to keep this close, especially in the waning minutes here of this second quarter. Here's Lang. Wants a three. Can she get one to go down? No. Too hard. A little too much spice on that one, and a rebound here for Maddie Zenner as she sprints up the floor. And maybe Maddie Zenner is still hurting a little bit, as every time she really turns on the gas and the speed, she looks to be limping just a little bit. But any other time, she appears to be okay. Gets into the paint, throws up a jumper. No good here for Zenner, and a rebound for Lawrence, and they're looking to push. Socha down the floor, stops, and will set up the offense here with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Lindsey Lang. Zenner right in her face with a hand on defense. And Lawrence to the right side. They'll try to get it into the corner here for Lindsey Lang, and they will. Lang outside the three-point line. Now we'll kick one back for Socia. Deep three here for Lawrence. Off the back rim and no good. And Milford another rebound with a minute 35 to go before halftime. And now up the floor here for Maddie Zenner. Zenner, again, a little stutter step into the paint, off the glass, and just can't get the roll. And now a whistle. We'll have a foul underneath. And I believe this one is going to be on Matea Waters. And yes, it will be. So 1:26 to go here in the second quarter. Milford leading 15-8. Boy, if Zenner makes that, that's a nice little run there for Milford and a good lead. Not that they don't have a good lead at the moment, but it's starting to get to that point where maybe they could expand it a little more, but Lawrence keeps making the shot to keep it right around a 5-7 point game. Lawrence up the floor to the left side here for Socia. Socia closely guarded by Addie Lawson, and they're going to call a foul on Lawson. She was just playing defense a little too tight there on Socia, and I believe this is going to be the second one on Addie Lawson. So you wonder if Jim Weir is going to pull her out, protect her for the rest of the half. First, he's going to have a quick word with the officials. Not pleased with that call there, head coach Jim Weir. We'll hear from him during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, so stay tuned for that. Also have a special guest coming up at the half. You won't want to miss it. Now a steal by Milford. And Zenner will walk it up the floor. Zenner crossing half court here. The top of the key and out for Riley Griffiths. Griffiths on the left side. And will pass back for Zenner with 50 seconds to go. Now for Addie Lawson. Lawson outside the three-point arch. Tries a little give and go back to Zenner. Little five-foot jumper on the right baseline. No good. Rebound for Kessler. And they all get tangled up there. With 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. And let's see. This is going to be a foul on Taylor Kessler. That's a tough one. Because I think, you know, both teams are going for the ball there. Both girls looked like had a good opportunity to go for it. And they call the foul on Kessler. Now Milford gets it in. Zenner for three. No good. Rebound is loose on the floor. And Lawrence will come away. So let's see if the Lawrence Lady Leopards can get a bucket here before the end of the second quarter. They trail 15-8. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. To the right side. And now they get it into the paint. Back up into the left side, a long three there for Charlotte Lee from downtown, and Lee has got five. Walking up the floor here is Addie Lawson. Lawson to the right side finds Maddie Zenner. That's a huge bucket there for Lawrence to cut it back to four. Here's Lawson, wants a three of her own, and got it. Addie Lawson with eight, and that was absolutely huge, and it's right at the buzzer, and that's going to do it for the first half. Milford 18, Lawrence 11. Addie Lawson from deep gives the Wildcats an 18-11 lead, and they're going to announce the Tri-Valley League All-Stars here at the halftime break. We'll take a break as well. 18-11, our halftime score, Milford leading Lawrence. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out. And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Girls Tri-Valley League Championship, Milford and Lawrence, again this year for the Tri-Valley title. We're joined by Milford head coach Jim Weir. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, not a problem. It's always my pleasure.
Coach, it seems like it's a new year, but the same old story here for Milford. It just seems like your team has such a track record of getting to the championship contest. Has to feel great to get back there again once again in 2016 for Milford.
Oh, always. Always feels great to get to the conference championship. Been there many times and with different groups, and every group is a little bit different. Just, you know, just grateful to have the chance to play for conference championship.
Coach, being that it's Addie Lawson's senior year, one of your longtime starters here, you've had her in your program for a long time now. Does it feel kind of strange that her career might be wrapping up? And, of course, she would love to cap it with a Tri-Valley championship here.
Yeah, it always, I don't know, it's always kind of a catch-22. You're wanting to see a kid go on with her life and do something. But on the other hand, you know, she's a great player for us and had a lot of fun with her over the past 5 years.
Now, Coach, you have a rematch with Lawrence this year, the same as last year where you guys were able to come out on top. Really seems like this time of the year the Leopards are playing their best basketball. What do they bring to the table that, you know, really can be frustrating for you?
They're a pretty well-rounded team, and, you know, they defend well, and the biggest thing is they play hard. And I know they're a good team, and you really have to bring your good stuff to beat them.
Coach, looking ahead, not that I want to look past the Tri-Valley Championship, but so many high-quality Class D teams this year, and, you know, with sectionals right around the corner, you know, what are your thoughts on the way things could really shake out, you know, with your team being right up there as well?
Cool. Boy, there are several teams that, you know, I would say there's probably five or six that are really, really high quality, but if you don't bring your best, I'd say there's probably 11 or 12, maybe 10 or 12 teams that could beat you if they play at their best and you don't play your best. So there's some quality teams, and I know I spoke with Matt Miller the other night, and he goes, boy, it'd be tough to be in the D bracket this year.
Speaking of Oneonta head coach Matt Miller, I was really impressed by the way Milford went out and scheduled their non-conference this year. Two games with Oneonta and, of course, two games with Cooperstown, who's the defending Class C state champion. What did that do for your team this year as you prepare, you know, to go for a championship and into a sectional run?
Well, I think the biggest thing that did for us was pick up the pace of our game. You know, initially, the higher you go with your class, the faster, the bigger teams are. So I think that helped us in that respect. And the talent level's higher too, obviously. And you know, playing Cooperstown with Liz Millay and even the Oneonta girls are very young this year, but they're very athletic and they're not a bad team. So that's what it did for us. I think more so was just pick up our pace.
My last question here with Milford girls head coach Jim Weir. Coach, everyone knows about Addie Lawson and what she does for your team, but who are some of the other players this year that have really helped you guys along? You know, I've had a chance to watch you several times and just really seems like you have a great starting five and a deep bench as well.
Taylor Olmstead is our post player, and she's our third leading scorer right now, but she's also our leading rebounder, and she has just picked up her game so much here in the last two or three weeks. She's really been pulling her weight and helping us carry the load. Maddie Zenner got injured in the middle of the season, and she's another kid that we didn't have last year, and, you know, she can do many things, and she's our second leading scorer. Savannah Ekberg was a starter all last year, is now our fourth leading scorer, but she's coming off the bench, and now she's starting now, but she's just taken on a different role, and she does several things. Matea Waters is probably our best defender. She doesn't score a lot, but she really defends well. So, and there's other kids. I mean, Bria Romovich gives us a spark off the bench too with her defensive speed, and Abby Freer comes in and gives us good minutes, and Corinne Lewis, my 6-foot backup post, has been giving us some good minutes too. So, you know, there's a bunch of kids that are helping us pull the wagon.
Milford head coach Jim Weir. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Lawrence in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship.
Always my pleasure, Nate. Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with the Girls Tri-Valley Championship here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our girls' Tri-Valley Championship halftime score, Milford leading Lawrence 18-11. Let's quickly run you through the scoring summary. First for Milford, 8 points for Addie Lawson, 4 for Maddie Zinner, 4 for Taylor Olmstead, and 2 for Riley Griffiths. On the other side for Lawrence, they are led by 5 points from Charlotte Lee, 2 from Lindsay Lang, and 2 from Rochelle Socha. So 18-11, our halftime score. I'm joined by special guest now, a member of the Davenport Boys Wildcats basketball team, Cody Wamsley. You've been hanging out with us here today. You've been over in the student section during the MAC championship games. What do you think of this atmosphere here today?
It's definitely different than up at Asuco, but it's kind of better because everyone's in closer, you know, everyone's getting to be together, you know.
Yeah, you know, sometimes at Asuco, it's so big that, it, you know, even though there's a lot of people in there, sometimes it still feels kind of empty and there's a lot of extra space. Here is almost like other games that we see locally where everybody's just right on top of each other. You know, the fans are right on the floor. And, you know, how was it when you were down right on, you know, close to the baseline here in that student section? It had to be loud down there.
It was definitely loud, and there's not many seats in the house.
No, not many seats at all. I mean, you guys were kind of spilling out almost onto the floor. You said security was trying to keep you back, but I think it's kind of a special atmosphere here, especially with all the different teams from the MAC and Tri-Valley that are here.
Yeah, and you get to see different teams playing, so that helps too.
I think it's been a lot of fun because, you know, with the few teams in the MAC that are now down in Class D, you know, all the guys in the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, are wondering about those teams. You know, everybody's kind of thinking, well, what are they going to see when we go to sectionals? And just like that, for you guys, for Davenport, you're going to have to play Stanford in the first round, a team that was in the Delaware League Championship. Your thoughts on that matchup next week?
I think it's one of the better draws that we could have gotten playing them 2 times during the league. We definitely know who we need to guard. And they're definitely a good team. I won't take anything away from them.
No, Stanford, obviously a quality team, but you guys, a lot of weapons as well. And, you know, sectionals, anything can happen. It's kind of like March Madness for college basketball. There's going to be an upset somewhere. Maybe you guys will be that against Stanford. You never know.
Yeah, you always got to bring your A game, and you never know who's going to win. Being a 14th seed, you know, you just got to play your best that night. And every possession is crucial in those type of moments.
That is for sure. All right, we're going to take another quick break here on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Cody, thanks for joining me. We're going to be hanging out the rest of the night. We got a lot of basketball left here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Cody Wamsley from the Davenport Wildcats boys basketball team. It's our Tri-Valley Championship for the girls here. Milford leading at the half, 18-11. The boys' game is after this between Lawrence and Franklin, so don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
We're special. Care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Getting set for the start of the second half here between Lawrence and Milford in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game, Championship Saturday here on CDO. Several of our special sponsors here tonight want to reach out and say thank you, of course, to the Lawrence Teachers Association, the Lawrence Booster Club, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Brian the photo guy who's here shooting games right now, of course, McPherson Media, they were here earlier shooting. Two great photographers, Ricky and Jason McPherson. You can find their work on Facebook as they were here for the MAC Championship Games. And, of course, Paint Your House. Painters, painting for over 38 years. Call Chris Sidlaka today at 783-2210. Folks, before you know it, it's going to be summertime. We'll be painting houses. So make sure you call them today, 783-2210. One of our special sponsors for tonight's Lawrence and Milford broadcast. Into the corner for Charlotte Lee, and that pass is intercepted. Milford off to the races as they go left to right to start this third quarter. Lawson up and in. Lawson's got 10, and Milford jumps right out to a 20-11 lead to start this third quarter. And boy, how about that three at the buzzer at the end right before halftime? Lawrence had cut it to 4, and then Lawson nailed about an NBA 3 to cushion the lead for the Wildcats at the halftime break. And now a bucket right out of the basket. Right out of the gate, I should say, here for Milford. A Lawrence missed shot is picked up here by Milford, and Lawson walks it up the floor going left to right. Lawson finds Riley Griffiths and into the corner for Waters. Waters finding Olmstead, who goes up with it. Lost it. Second chance is good. Two straight buckets here to start the third quarter, and Milford all of a sudden has a 22-11 lead, and now another steal as the pressure comes from Milford, this one by Lawson. Left side here for Lawson, up in the paint. This one is short, no good. Rebound for Lindsey Lang. We'll have a jump ball. And this one on the possession arrow. No, a foul is going to be called here on Matea Waters. So Waters is going to pick up her third foul. She's obviously frustrated. And Maddie Zenner is going to come back in. And Lawrence is going to take a timeout. On the floor, 6:49 to go in this third quarter. It's Milford 22, Lawrence 11, Girls Tri-Valley Championship here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Milford with more pressure and a steal, and Savannah Ekberg from Addie Lawson goes up for the layup and puts it in. So it's 24-11, and Dean Marble is going to take a timeout here for Lawrence as Lawrence has not scored yet here in this third quarter, but it's been a flurry of quick points coming from Milford, and they lead 24-11. So the Leopards trying to take a timeout here and regroup in their huddle. And as Dean Marble said, there are no secrets between Milford and Lawrence, and I think you can see that here tonight. But Milford, just with a couple of extra athletes in this full-court press, has really thrown some things at Lawrence, and they've been struggling with it to start the third quarter. Another one of our special sponsors tonight, Keller Williams Realty and agent Stacy Frazier. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate locally and you need expert advice, call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty in Oneonta at 434-9538 or online at upstate-properties.net. So 6:25 to go, third quarter. It's Milford 24, Lawrence 11 in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship game. Here's Taylor Kessler, a little running jumper. No good. And folks, here's the stat we haven't really talked about tonight. Taylor Kessler with no points for Lawrence. And a jump ball off that Taylor Kessler miss is going to give it right back here to Milford on the possession arrow. And so Riley Griffiths will walk it up the floor, giving one back to Addie Lawson. And Lawson ahead here will cross the Hartwick Hawks logo and ahead for Griffiths. Again, 2 minutes gone in this third quarter, live from Hartwick College. And here is Maddie Zenner. Zenner, step in, jumper. It's short in this girls' Tri-Valley Championship game and a rebound for Taylor Kessler of Lawrence. Still looking for her first points this evening as it's Milford 24, Lawrence 11. To the left side for Lindsay Lang. Lang back for Kessler. Riley Griffiths right in her face as Milford sits in the 2-3 zone. Lawrence in the dark red uniforms with the black and the white trim. They go down low for Taylor Kessler at the right low block. Turnaround shot no good. Rebound for Milford and an outlet pass. Here they come going left to right. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Lawson into the paint. Tries for Griffiths. Tries to save it out of bounds. Can't do it. And the ball goes back to Lawrence with 5:28 to go in this third quarter. Of course, the boys' game will be after this. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock, so just over an hour from now, Franklin and Lawrence. And you can already see the sea of purple coming in here to support the Franklin Purple Devil boys. We'll talk all about their run to the championship contest here as Lawrence gets it down low for Charlotte Lee. Up at the right low block, and she puts it home, and that is the bucket that Lawrence needed, their first bucket here of the second half, and it's 24-13 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Riley Griffiths going left to right. Milford is in the white with the purple shorts and the purple trim. Here is Griffiths, a long 220-footer, rattled out. Rebound, though, for Ekberg, and she puts it home. Ekberg with 4 points now, and Milford leads 26-13. Milford, of course, Tri-Valley champions a year ago and got all the way to the Section 4 Class D finals. Here's Socia with a running jumper, and that's no good. And another rebound for Milford. Ball on the floor, and it's stripped away, and Lawrence comes up with it with Charlotte Lee. Lee to the right side for Lindsay Lang. A deep three for Lang is off the back rim. No good. Ball out of bounds, and will be going back to Milford. As that was Kessler, got tied up with Maddie Zenner. Last touched by Kessler. And Lawson will work it up the floor here for Milford. And Milford now with a comfortable lead, 26-13, and time on their side with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Zenner, thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Instead passes off there to Riley Griffiths, and a foul as Griffiths was receiving the ball, and they'll call Socia of Lawrence for a push. Here's a recap, folks, from earlier today. The Sydney boys falling to Green in the MAC Championship, 51-45. Then BG taking down Delhi in the girls' MAC Championship game by a score of 40-24. And now Milford with a jumper from Riley Griffiths with a 28-13 lead here over Lawrence in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship. 3:50 to go in this third quarter. And here is Charlotte Lee on the right side finding Socia outside the three-point line and now for Lindsay Lang. Charlotte Lee again finding Johnson on the baseline. The jumper is up no good, and Maddie Zenner rips down another rebound here for the Lady Wildcats, and ahead they come. And here is Lawson, who is going to cross midcourt here for the Lady Wildcats. Closely guarded by Kessler. Lawson, little crossover with 15 on the shot clock, goes to the baseline. They'll say she stepped out. And possession will go back here to Lawrence with 3:24 to go in this third quarter. And 3:24, as I said, to go. And Milford on top, 28-13. Milford's going to take a timeout. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:24 to go here in this third quarter. 28-13 is the score as the Milford Lady Wildcats on top of Lawrence here in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game. Here's Socia for Lawrence going right to left. Hands one back for Lindsay Lang, intercepted here by Addie Lawson. Streaking down the left side, up, and she's blocked by Lindsay Lang, and a foul. Well, that almost looked like a pretty clean block there by Lindsay Lang, hustling back on defense. But Lawson will go to the line, and she's got 10 points. That's her first, and so the second team foul here on Lawrence, and one on Milford if you're keeping track at home, and Lawson to the line. She's got 10 points, and make it 11.
Lawson makes the first.
Addie Lawson, a senior, has been Jim Weir's go-to for the past 5 years, trying to lead her team to another Tri-Valley championship here tonight. Second one is good for Lawson. She just makes it look easy at the line. And it's a 30-13 lead here for Milford over Lawrence. Socha to the right side. Only 2 points so far in this third quarter for Lawrence. And Taylor Kessler is still without a point for the Lady Leopards. And here's Kessler trying to fix that. A shot up off the glass is no good. A rebound here for Olmstead of Milford. And she got tied up. And the possession arrow on the jump ball will give it back to Lawrence. So impressed with Ekberg and Olmstead down low, as well as Maddie Zenner, who are just doing a great job on the glass here tonight. And now a steal by Milford as they get the ball in. Here comes Zenner down the right side. A steal, though, from behind. Picked her pocket. That was Rochelle Socha. Now a foul against Milford in the backcourt against Brianna Rumovich. So 2:45 to go in this third quarter. It's 30-13. And Corinne Lewis is checking into the game now. And this is what Jim Weir can do. He can bring people off the bench, very similar to a Delhi, very similar to a BG, a deep bench. South Courtright as well, one of those teams. So just a nice luxury to have if you're a coach, especially this time of the year when you get into a championship game. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 30-13 is the score. And here is Socha finding Charlotte Lee to the high post for Lindsay Lang. Lang at the foul line, back out for Lee for three off the back rim, no good, and Lawson tracks down a rebound here for Milford, and they'll bring it up the floor going left to right. And again, not a seat to be had here at Lambrose Arena, live from Hartwick College tonight here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Maddie Zenner to the left side again with a nice ball fake over for Rumovitz, the long two, yes, Rumovitz. The sophomore coming in playing some big minutes, and Milford leads 32-13. Here's Kessler with a ball fake, and she's fouled on the right side as Lawrence goes right to left. And so Milford, I think their defense has been the difference here in the third quarter, only allowing 2 points so far by Lawrence. Here's Kessler with a three in the corner. That's off the back rim, and Zenner a rebound, but we'll have a foul on the floor on the box out with 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. And it has just not been the second half that everyone wanted after a solid first half for Lawrence. So that is the team's fourth foul here on Milford. So one more in the quarter, and Lawrence could be going to the line. Here's Rochelle Socha, right side corner for three, and Socha's got five. And maybe that will give Lawrence some life. It's 32 for Milford and 16 here for Lawrence. Here's Addie Lawson getting to midcourt. Somehow keeps her dribble, weaving her way through traffic, but then was lost as Lindsay Lang came over and took it away. And Charlotte Lee walked it up the floor, crossing the Hartwick Hawks logo there as Lawrence goes right to left. To the left side in front of the Lawrence bench, passes off for Johnson. Her shot no good. Ball out of bounds. And we'll go back to Milford. Kessler went diving headfirst out to try to save it, but Milford will get the ball back as she couldn't quite save it. So 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Milford girls leading Lawrence 32-16. It's been a great third quarter here for Milford. And ahead now for Olmstead. She's at midcourt and leaves it off for Maddie Zenner to the left side. Zenner now for Addie Lawson with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Again, 32-16 our score. Right side for Zenner. Pump fakes on a three and now back off for Olmstead. Olmstead dribble drive, gets into the paint, kicks it out there, and the ball to Lawson, who saves it and gets it for Corinne Lewis. Lewis back for Olmstead, can't get it to go. Just as the shot clock was about to expire, Lawrence will pick it up. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Charlotte Lee to the right side. Trying to dribble drive coast to coast, and she'll make the basket. They'll wave it off. But the foul will be on the floor here against Milford with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, our boys' game coming up, scheduled to tip at 8 o'clock. Might tip a little earlier, so if you're trying to get here, folks, just be aware that, you know, they're doing about 25 to 30 minutes in between games. So if you want to get here, find a parking spot and get in, just a heads up for you for the boys' game, Lawrence and Franklin in the Tri-Valley Championship at 8 o'clock. We'll have it right for you here on CDO in case you are out in the car and you can't get in time. So here is Charlotte Lee at the line after being fouled. Puts it up and in, and Charlotte Lee is having a whale of a ball game. She's got 8 points here. That makes it 32-17. Milford on top. Charlotte Lee, the senior, again coming back from a knee injury last year that kept her out all year. Lee to the line. Second one is good. Charlotte Lee with 9 points. And it's 32-18 with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Milford brings it up the floor with Maddie Zenner. Streaks through traffic right in front of the scorer's table. Cross-court pass is punched out of bounds there by Rochelle Socha. And Milford will inbound on that far side with 25 seconds left in the third. Here is Lawson at midcourt. Gets it in to Rumovitz. Rumovitz, top of the key, finds Zenner. 15 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock here in the third frame. And Lawson to the right side, trying to get around the defender, and they will call a foul here on Charlotte Lee. And that quick first step there for Addie Lawson makes things very difficult from time to time. And that's one of those situations like right there. Lee just couldn't slide with her. So down to 10 seconds left. Shot clock is off here in the third quarter. Here is Rumovitz. A step-in two-pointer is no good. Ball out of bounds with 4 seconds left off the rebound, and it will go back to Lawrence. So this is the third quarter that Milford will want to save and duplicate for the rest of the season as they played very, very well. Lawrence gets it to half court. Let's see if they can get a shot at the buzzer by Johnson. Can she get it to go? Yes, she did. Count it. Johnson for two. The ball hit the back of the rim and bounced about 4 or 5 times before falling through. And that's going to do it for the end of the third quarter. It's Milford 32, Lawrence 20. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more Girls Tri-Valley Championship action here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO, live from Hartwick College. It's the Girls Tri-Valley Championship, and Milford leads Lawrence 32-20. Here's Maddie Zenner on the right side, outside the three-point line. Passes down low for Olmstead. Knocked out of her hands, though, by Lindsay Lang. Possession will stay with Milford. Of course, the Milford girls looking for another Tri-Valley Championship. They defeated Lawrence a year ago over at SUNY Oneonta on the big floor. And they're looking for another one here for senior Addie Lawson. Speaking of Addie, there she is with the ball left side. Three on the shot clock. She's going to have to toss one up here, and she does, and it's short. And Lawrence will let it go out of bounds as this is a shot clock violation. I don't think Milford was aware that the shot clock was that low as it got down to four, and just good defense by Lawrence to not let Addie throw up another one like she did at the end of the second quarter where she buried one from about NBA range at the buzzer. Lawrence now gets it to Johnson down low on the left baseline. Up and good. Kayla Johnson for two. And it's 32-22. The Leopards have life here with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Milford in the home white uniforms, the purple trim, going left to right and streaking down the left side is Lawson. Ahead for Ekberg. Up, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. And the Lawrence fan section starting to come alive here, sensing a momentum change. Here comes Kessler, still with no points here. Now she's looking to change that. A jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound up and in for Taylor Kessler. And it's 32-24. Milford back down the floor with Addie Lawson coast to coast. She's fouled but can't get the layup. Wow, a little six-point swing to start. A little four-point swing, I should say, to start the fourth quarter. It's 32-24, but now Lawson trying to stop that. Lawson will go to the line here for Milford. Lawson tonight with 12 points and make it 13 here for Lawson. Second one coming here for Lawson as she is trying to make sure that Milford maintains a double-digit lead here. It's 33-24, and now it's 34-24. So she's got 14, and Milford wants to take a timeout with head coach Jim Weir. 6:38 to go, fourth quarter, girls Tri-Valley Championship. Milford leads Lawrence 34-24. We'll be right back on CDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:38 to go in the fourth quarter in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game live from Hartwick College. Milford leads by 10, 34-24. Thanks to everyone listening out there, as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is always courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. We also have our game audio archive. You can go back on our website, click on it anytime, listen to any game we've done here on CDO for free at any time on WCDOsports.com. Here's Lindsay Lang, a pull-up jumper, and that one is no good. Rebound for Kayla Johnson, and she is fouled here by Eckberg of Milford. So 6:20 to go, fourth quarter, it's 34-24. And Kayla Johnson, who had no points at the end of the third quarter, now has four, and she's looking to add to it. So here comes the first shot for Kayla Johnson, the junior, and it's no good, short. And now Lawrence is in a situation where they're going to have to score some points and score them in a hurry, down 34-24. Second one coming here for Kayla Johnson. Johnson puts this one again short, just not enough mustard on that one, but Taylor Kessler, a rebound here for Lawrence. Kessler to the right side, into the corner. Now for Lindsay Lang, lost it, got it back, finds Charlotte Lee down low in traffic, and she's fouled with 6:08 to go. Charlotte Lee got to be impressed with a girl who missed her entire junior year because of a knee injury, has come back, and now she's got 9 points, trying to lead Lawrence back into the contest with 6:08 to go. And here is Lang underneath the basket, tosses it back to the top of the key here for Charlotte Lee. Again, left elbow as Lawrence goes right to left. Socha for Kessler, thought about a deep three but didn't pull it. Nice pass down low to Johnson, and the shot just rattles out. Boy, that would have been a great one to have for Lawrence, but it was halfway down before it popped free. And here comes Milford up the floor with 5:50 left. And a pass down low there for Olmstead. Off the mark, no good. And a pickup rebound by Johnson of Lawrence. So it's Milford 34, Lawrence 24. So we come up on 5.5 to go, fourth quarter here on CDO in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship game. Taylor Kessler gets around a screen, has some room, passes off for Johnson, and a traveling violation on Kessler. Took one too many steps there before she passed it off. Again, a special thanks to all our special sponsors, including Huff Ice Cream in Sydney's Industrial Park. Distributing ice cream, snack foods, and more to local supermarkets and food stores, the Huff family is always happy to support our area schools. 5:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Addie Lawson to the left side for Olmstead. Great pass down low for Griffiths. Up and in. Riley Griffiths for two. Count it. It's 36-24 and a great backdoor pass. Look from Taylor Olmstead. Right side for Lindsay Lang. Setting up the offense here, 20 on the shot clock for the Lady Leopards, 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Kessler for three. That one is short. Rebound for Lawson. Lost it out of bounds. Let's see who it stays with. And again, the officials talking this one over. I think it's going to stay with Lawrence with 4:50 left. Matea Waters is going to come in. Eckberg is going to come out for Milford. And it will stay with Lawrence as Lindsay Lang will inbound underneath her own basket. here for Lawrence as they go right to left. Lang looking for options. She's going to have to get it into the corner for Socia. A little pump fake. Socia, a little runner from 10 feet. No good. Kessler, a rebound. Up and in. Taylor Kessler now with 4 points. And it's 36-26 as we come up on 4.5 to go in the Tri-Valley Girls Championship. Riley Griffiths ahead down the right side. Couldn't get it to go. And Lawrence, another rebound. Do they have a run to get back into this game? Let's see. Charlotte Lee at midcourt, and she is fouled by Olmstead. So this is going to be, I believe, the fourth team foul. Team's third team foul here on Milford, but the fourth on Olmstead, so she's going to have to go to the bench. But two more, and Lawrence could get to the line here. That could be key if they try to chip away and get back into it here. With 4:25 to go, fourth quarter, it's 36-26. Lindsay Lang, left side, back up for Socia, and Lawrence has got to find some urgency here. Here is Lindsay Lang. Be good to get her going. Only 2 points. Can she add more from the foul line? She does. Lindsay Lang, bullseye, and it's 36-28. 4 minutes left. Lawrence is going to have to throw everything in the kitchen sink here at Milford. Zenner down the floor to the right side for Waters. Back for Riley Griffiths. In the corner right side as Milford goes left to right. Griffiths zips one down low for Zenner, and she's fouled on the floor. The basket won't count as she put it up and in. Foul on the floor. Second one on Lindsay Lang, the team's second. 3:54 to go, and it's an 8-point ball game, 36-28. Waters gets it in, finds the ball right back to Addie Lawson at the top of the key. Kessler, again, playing good defense on her. Back for Zenner for three, too hard. Ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to Lawrence. And again, the Leopards have enough time here if they could get some buckets with 3:43 to go. Don't turn that dial, folks. It should be an exciting ending here, especially, I think, on this possession, if Lawrence could catch up and get another bucket and cut it down to six. Here's Lindsay Lang ahead for Charlotte Lee, who leads Lawrence with 9 points as the Leopards go right to left. They find Kessler in the left corner. Of course, Milford's going to be all over her. No, now they leave her open for three, and she didn't pull the trigger. She goes to the hole, throws up a right-handed layup. It's no good, and a rebound for Milford. Again, ball loose on the floor, and Socia comes away with it, spits it free back out to Charlotte Lee, and somehow, through all the traffic, Lawrence comes down with it. Here's Kessler, left baseline, and the jumper is no good, and the rebound is a jump ball. Oh, that was a great opportunity there for Lawrence, and Taylor Kessler could not get the layup to go down. And I think that would have been a huge momentum builder for Lawrence. Lawrence holding onto the ball after the jump ball. They get it into Socia in the corner. Back up for Johnson. Dribble drive to the foul line. Kicks it over for Charlotte Lee. Right side to the 10. Puts it up. No good. Zenner with a big rebound, and then she's fouled by Charlotte Lee. So Lawrence was getting all the opportunities they could ever dream of and just could not score with 2:57 to go in the fourth. The score, Milford 36, Lawrence 28 in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship Contest. And now Milford will walk it up the floor here with Addie Lawson going left to right. Lawson fights through a little double team, has it on the right side with 2:45 left. And again, an 8-point lead here for Milford. Left side for Waters and right back here to Addie Lawson. Lawson closely guarded by Taylor Kessler, but if you're Addie Lawson, you got 10 on the shot clock. The game clock is on your side. Lawson outside the three-point line on the baseline now. Kicks it back for Zenner. A three at the shot clock buzzer. No good. Lindsay Lang a rebound and a jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it right back to Milford. So even though Milford didn't score on that possession, they chewed up a lot of clock. 2:23 left. It's 36-28. Lawson looking to get the ball in. Lofts one up to Waters. And Waters will trickle back up to the top of the three-point arch, and now hand one back off for Addie Lawson. Lawson to the left side, finds Waters, back for Zenner in the corner. Zenner, little dribble drive, now back for Riley Griffiths with 2 minutes to go. Milford on top, 36-28. Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Here's Lawson to the left side again, five on the shot clock, step back long, two, no good, ball out of bounds, and goes back to Lawrence. And I think this is a possession that Lawrence has to score on here. With a minute 54 to go, and now a timeout taken by Milford head coach Jim Weir. I'm sure he wants to set up his defense here as we look to take a break. 1:54 to go, fourth quarter. It's Milford 36, Lawrence 28, Girls Tri-Valley Championship, live from Hartwick here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Maybe you're making a special trip here for the boys' game. You're hustling to get here. Don't worry. I think you got plenty of time. As the boys' game is set to tip off at 8 o'clock, it probably will go a little early, but make sure you get here and get that parking. Here's Lawrence down low for Taylor Kessler, up and in. They break the press, and Kessler's got six, and it's a six-point game with a minute 40 left. Milford up the floor to the left side for Addie Lawson. Lawson, dribble drive, gets down to the left low block, turn around, fall away, jumper, got it. And Addie Lawson's got 16, a quiet 16, but she's got 16. Minute and a half to go, and Socia goes to the rack there and is fouled by Olmstead with 1:24 to go in the fourth. And Socia's going to go to the line here as she was shooting. Actually, they're going to say that that one was on Addie Lawson. So that's four team fouls on Milford, three on Lawrence. A minute 24 to go, and Socia at the line here for Lawrence. First one is good. Socia with 6 points. Don't look now, folks. It's 38-31. Lawrence still hanging around in this ball game. Second one coming here for Socia. This is a big one for the Leopards. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Olmstead. And Milford going left to right. They bring it down the floor, crossing half court. And here is Riley Griffiths. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, looking for some help. Gets it back to Waters, who quickly hands one off to Addie Lawson as we come up on a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 38-31. Here is Lawson, little dribble drive. Backs off, goes out to half court. No, she has the clock on her side. On her side as we're a minute to go. Riley Griffiths now for Olmstead. One on the shot clock. They throw it up, and she banks it home. Olmstead's got eight, and Milford used every possible second there on the shot clock. 45 seconds left, and Milford leads by nine, 40-31. Here's Lindsay Lang, straight away, three, got it! Lindsay Lang from downtown, and she's got 7 points, and it's 40-34, her first three ball of the game. Milford gets it in, Lawson lost it out of bounds, and the possession is going to go back to Lawrence. Lawson got tied up by the Lawrence press and stepped on the line, and with 37 seconds left, it's Milford 40, Lawrence 34. Boy, folks, if the Leopards could hit another three here, wouldn't that change the complexion of this game? Lawrence is going to have the inbounds pass, and they get it up to Charlotte Lee. Lee finds Socia into the left corner here for Taylor Kessler. Down to 30 seconds left. Kessler for Lee in the corner for two. She got it. Charlotte Lee, she's got 11, and it's a four-point game, 40-36 with 25 seconds left. Lawson is fouled here by Kessler with 22.8 to go. And Lawrence will not go away quietly here tonight. They trail 40-36. And that is the fourth team foul. So both teams with four fouls. The next one could send people to the line. Waters will look to get it in, and is Weir trying to take a timeout? Yes, he will. Jim Weir is going to take a timeout here for Milford. With the score 40-36, we'll keep it right here on CDO and recognize some of our special sponsors, including Sports Field Specialties of Delhi, a proud supporter of local sports here on WCDO, Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo, Keller Williams Realty and Agent Stacy Frazier, Sunrise Heating of Stamford, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Lawrence Teachers Association, the Lawrence Booster Club, Broken Spoke Stables of Hobart, Paint Your House. Call Chris Sidlaka today at 783-2210, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, McPherson Media of Bainbridge, Brian the Photo Guy, as well as Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, and Catskill Mountain Embroidery and Screen Printing of Delhi. 22 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 40-36 is the score. Milford on top by four. They've led by as many as 11, but Lawrence will just not go quietly. Addie Lawson with 16 points to lead Milford, and Charlotte Lee on the other side with 11 for Lawrence. So Lee has done a great job here. Actually, I have to update my total. Lee has 13 here for Lawrence. So Lee with 13, Lawson with 16. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 40-36. Milford with the ball directly in front of the scorer's table as they go left to right. And they'll get it into Addie Lawson in the backcourt. She's trying to avoid some traffic, and she probably got 2 seconds off the clock before she's fouled. And Lawson will go to the line, as that's the fifth foul on Lawrence on the scoreboard. So Addie Lawson to the line, trying to cap her senior year with another Tri-Valley championship and repeat, as Milford defeated Lawrence last year in this very same game. So Lawson to the line, the first one is good. Ice running in the veins here for Addie Lawson. She's acting like she's in the backyard just shooting around with family and friends instead of on the line in the Tri-Valley Championship with 19 seconds left. Second one for Lawson. Rattled out. Oh, the broadcaster's curse gets her right there. And now a timeout is taken by Lawrence and head coach Dean Marble. 17 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. It's Milford 41. Lawrence 36. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
The Umpsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpsadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpsadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpsadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
17 seconds left here in the girls' Tri-Valley Championship. Who is going to get the coveted banner that you hang in your gym? That's the Tri-Valley Jewel. Other leagues do a trophy or a plaque. The Tri-Valley, you get a banner that gets hung up in your gym. And as a guy who went to a Tri-Valley school, Gilbert's home out Upton, I know that everybody wants a piece of one of those banners. And Milford is 17 seconds away here in the fourth quarter from getting another one. It's 41-36. Lawrence has the ball, and they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score in a hurry if they can do it. Here's Kessler with a baseball throw to half court, intercepted by Lawson, and she's fouled by Lindsay Lang. That might be the icing on the cake here, folks, with 14 seconds left. And Lawson is going to go to the line, and a sea of purple over on the far side, which I'm sure is a mixture of Franklin and Milford, is very excited at the moment. Of course, Franklin is in the boys' game coming up next. As Lawson to the line, first one no good, rims out. And a second one coming here for Lawson with 14 seconds left. Lawson with a game-high 17 as she steps to the line. Lambros Arena eerily quiet as the second one rattles in here for Lawson. And Lawrence is going to take a timeout here with 14 seconds left. 42-36 the score. A full timeout on the floor. We'll step away for 30 seconds as Milford leads Lawrence in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship 42-36 here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Championship Saturday continues here on CDO. We're doing four games. We're in our third game right now. The Green Boys won the MAC championship earlier today at 2 o'clock. At 4, it was the BG Girls repeating in the MAC Girls Championship. And Milford, the girls, are 14.8 seconds away from repeating here against Lawrence as Tri-Valley champions. They lead 42-36 again with 14.8 to go. And so the ball is going to be at midcourt. Again, another one of those new girls' rules. If you take the timeout and under 2 minutes to go, you're allowed to advance it to half court. So 14.8 to go. And Lindsay Lang is going to inbound it here for Lawrence. They would need a three, and they would need it quick. They find Rochelle Socha for three, right side, died on the front rim. A rebound for Lawson, and she's fouled with 7 seconds left. And it certainly looks like that's going to be enough here for the Milford Lady Wildcats, as they will walk down the floor one final time. And Addie Lawson will shoot some free throws, it looks like, as she has a game-high 18 points. In front of a packed gym here tonight at Hartwick College, Lawson will step to the line. Of course, Lawson was named earlier today a first-team Tri-Valley All-Star, along with Taylor Olmstead, the two first-teamers here for this Milford club. First one up and good for Lawson. She's got 19, and it doesn't matter the situation. Addie Lawson always seems to find a way to fill it up. Second one coming here for Lawson. And this one is up and good. So Lawson with 20. 7 seconds left. It's 44-36. Lawrence gets it to half court into the corner for Taylor Kessler, but they're going to run out of time. Johnson a three at the buzzer. No good. Milford. The girls win the Tri-Valley Championship 44-36. Again, Milford wins 44-36. They won it in soccer, and they won it in basketball. The excellent tradition at Milford continues as their team piles off the bench out to half court. A tremendous win here tonight for the Milford Lady Wildcats. Again, 44-36 over Lawrence. Hard-fought battle for the Leopards. And they just couldn't quite get it done here tonight against a very tough Milford team. Again, 44-36 the final. We'll come back with our three awards. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all purpose. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Post-game show here, folks, as we look down at the court. And there is the Tri-Valley banner being presented. And Milford, the Lady Wildcats, winning 44-36 here tonight over Lawrence. They are posing for a team photo with that girls' Tri-Valley Championship banner for 2015-2016. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Milford, 20 points for Addie Lawson tonight to lead the way, followed by 8 points from Taylor Olmstead, 4 apiece from Maddie Zinner, Riley Griffiths, and Savannah Ekberg, and as well as 2 points from Brianna Romovich for Milford. On the other side, it was 13 points for Charlotte Lee, 6 for Rochelle Socha, 7 for Lindsay Lang, 6 for Taylor Kessler, and 4 for Kayla Johnson. Let's do our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. No question here, I think Addie Lawson is the easy choice. 20 points tonight, a game high to lead the way. Got things done when they needed to get done. Great job tonight by Addie Lawson, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'd like to give that one to Charlotte Lee tonight for Lawrence. I thought she did a great job on the glass, defensively in the press, got a lot of rebounds, and scored 13 points. So Charlotte Lee, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Want to give that one tonight to Taylor Olmstead from Milford. 8 points, was a beast down low on the glass, had some great passes to set up Addie Lawson and Maddie Zenner, and just a great job tonight for Taylor Olmstead for Milford. So again, Lawson gets the offense award, Charlotte Lee gets the defense award for Lawrence, and Olmstead gets the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award for Milford. Again, our final score, 44-36. The Milford girls win the Tri-Valley Championship over Lawrence, and that leaves one game left here on Championship Saturday. I think one school is certainly excited to be here. That's the Franklin Purple Devils, as it's a sea of purple and gold over on the far side. Another school that's excited to be here, Lawrence, trying to defend their Tri-Valley Championship from a year ago, and it's certainly set to be a great battle here tonight between two solid teams. We'll be back with the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show in just a little while. Again, the final score, the Milford girls winning the Tri-Valley Championship 44-36 over Lawrence. The Tri-Valley boys about to tip off at about 8 o'clock, and we'll be back in 10 or 15 minutes with our pregame show. I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tenayo. He's been there all day back in the CDO studios. Marathon Championship Saturday Basketball here on CDO.